rule the day the plant-based way with the new Vegan Mixed Berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1778. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Yay! It is Monday, another week in captivity, folks. And I hope you're making it through very well. You know, we don't have a choice here. You know, we're in a situation where we got to do what we got to do. It's really that simple. Today's show is one that, again, answers one of those tough interview questions. And I want to point out, people are still out there interviewing. I've coached a couple of people who've gotten jobs during this time. So if you want to hold back, that's your prerogative. People are interviewing over Zoom and other platforms. So get out there, try it. Get to work, okay? And this one, like I said, an answer to a tough interview question. I hope you find my answer helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And let's get going. The question is one that I find particularly obnoxious. Have you ever been described as stubborn or inflexible? Now, I've got two ways of answering this question. And the first one is, understand this is only going to be asked of someone at a manager level. No C-level professional is ever going to be asked this. I think this is for those who are transitioning into leadership and someone has some issue that's being reflected in their current organization that's requiring this question to be asked. So the question again is, have you ever been described as stubborn or inflexible? And here's answer number one. Generally, being described as stubborn or inflexible is one where a less experienced person's ideas have been heard and haven't been agreed with. And I've made another decision. I've attempted to explain the reason for my decision, but ultimately, I'm responsible for the choice. I've made that choice, and the less experienced person believes that they're right. Yes, I've attempted to explain it, but sometimes people throw stones at others without understanding the seat that that person's in. So that's one way of answering it. I think it's one where you're basically saying, look, junior people don't know everything. But they think they do, and thus they label others provide that kind of criticism. Here's answer number two, and it's an interesting one because it's a gender-specific one. You're a woman in this particular situation, and to me this is a sexist question then. So if asked this question, much the same answer is going to be offered, but with one preface to it. And the preface is, it's unfortunate that when a woman makes a decision and she sticks with it, her subordinates will sometimes take shots at her as being stubborn and inflexible, because she's weighed all the choices and made a decision that they don't agree with. It's unfortunate this happens, but stubborn, inflexible is those labels that are used by junior people against women to hold them back. Now, I must in all candor say, this isn't anything that's happened to me. I explain to my people why I make certain choices. I hear them out, but I've never been labeled in this way. Now, don't get me wrong. I can be very firm with people. I can be very determined, but stubborn, inflexible, that's not part of my behavior pattern. I've never known of anyone to accuse me of being that way. So, again, two ways to handle it. One has a preface to it to deal with the gender issue there. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging in my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King. Rule the day.